It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity
gossip. Hollywood
gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, if you are unfamiliar with the Daily Dust, this is just a light dusting of gossip. We don't get to the really hard stuff. Thanks to Andrew McCarthy's Hulu documentary about the Brat Pack, there's talk at Sony Pictures to reunite them for a sequel to St. Elmo's Fire. Yeah, if they got them all, it would include Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, Demi Moore, Judd Nelson, Ally Sheedy, Mayor Winningham, and of course, Andrew McCarthy. Well, Mayor Winningham wasn't really a bona fide member of the Brat Pack. And Emilio said back in the day he would never work with those people again. So, yeah. Or was that Judd Nelson? I don't remember. Anyway, I don't know that they parted amicably. Speaking of parting amicably, Ben Affleck isn't as miserable or mad as he looks in photos. He says it's his resting hard face. I like how he says that. And quote, people are projecting something onto me that I don't feel about myself at all. Okay. Just because you don't feel it doesn't mean we don't. Hollywood legend Donald Sutherland died yesterday. He was 88. His films include MASH, Animal House, Ordinary People, and The Hunger Games, where he played the evil President Snow.
You really think I gave the order? We both know I'm not above killing children, but I'm not wasteful. I take life for specific reasons. And there was no reason for me to destroy a pen full of capital children. None at all.
He was such a good evil character. Carol Burnett placed her hands and footprints in cement at the TLC Chinese Theater. And Katy Perry has released her first new single since 2020 today. It's called Woman's World. Yeah, Cher did that like 11 years ago. That's from her 2013 album, Closer to the Truth. So, curious to hear what Katy Perry's song sounds like, or if it's as good as this one. It is Cher, after all. Social media is having a field day with the fact that the cop who arrested Justin Timberlake didn't recognize him. He's too young. A biopic on the Scorpions is in the work. It's called Wind of Change. I would do a little whistle. I can't do it right. Anyway, it's expected to come out in time for the band's 60th anniversary next year. Wait, how old does that make them? And a Kardashian alert. Okay, this one kind of makes me a little sad. On Hulu's The Kardashians, Kylie Jenner got a little tearful and confided to her sister Kendall about enduring years of hurtful comments about her appearance.
I think with me, it's just never going to change, but it's just been... Just like, why do people think it's okay to talk about me?
Yeah. Well, because you're on TV, and that's what we think. That it's, you know, open season on you. It's not, though. It's not okay to say hurtful things if you know the person or you do not know the person, no matter how famous they are. Unless you're me and you're doing the Daily Dust. I'm just saying. Anyway, it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except I'm mean.